Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee
side. By the way, Tom Papert of NashvilleFile.com has been really doing a kick-ass job. He's riding shotgun with us here.
Had some trouble with my sweetheart.
And we talk about how there's always more evidence. We were focusing mainly on Georgia. They're pulling the video in right now. But we have the Secretary of State vote tallies that night on television. And go ahead and kill that audio, guys, please. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. And so, coming up, I'm going to show you the video footage of as soon as they all come in, and as soon as they kick everybody out, that's when the vote totals for Biden jump. I mean, we don't just have them looking around and pulling it out and kicking everybody out and saying it's a water main that broke, and then scurrying and cramming them in. Then we have it all for Biden. So that's coming up next segment. Tom, continue, though. Let's segue into another state for the few minutes. We'll come back to Georgia next. But what's the next big state? What, Michigan?
Pennsylvania. You know, Michigan is going to be one of the easier ones. Pennsylvania, the legislature seems to be on our side, but we have to get the governor, Tom Wolf, to play along. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think Arizona, Alex, is another state that not enough people are talking about that is an extremely easy victory for President Trump. Kelly Ward announced the 100 ballot sample that they got the other day. They got it back. They found two ballots, one that was meant to be for Trump and was instead assigned to Biden, one that was meant to be for Trump, and they just took the Trump vote off. They didn't even do anything else with it. So if you extrapolate this, Alex, it's very easy to see a path to victory if only 10.3% of the ballots required them to duplicate them. And remember, this is Arizona, where Sharpiegate happened. They handed them an instrument to fill out the ballot that ruined the ballot, so it would have to be adjudicated by Dominion employees. That's what this was all about. So it's very reasonable to assume that in Arizona, the adjudication rate, the number of ballots that had to be fixed, in other words, is pretty darn high. If it's up to 10.3%, Trump already wins the state. No other fraud. No other things exposed by a whopping 40 votes, 4-0 votes. So Arizona is an extremely easy victory. And we also see the legislature there moving quickly against Ducey and quickly to try to get a special session so they can assign the electoral votes to Trump or withhold them entirely. It's a big state, and I think that we're going to see progress in it.
So really what I should have said up front when you came on, the big news is not just all the smoking gun evidence now, but also the legislatures are starting to move in the right direction.
That's exactly right. And these people, Alex, these are the modern revolutionaries. These are the new founding fathers. These are people who, you know, Alex, the state legislators are basically nothing in the political landscape of America in 2020. But now we're returning back to the 19th century, where the state legislature is one of the most important bodies, not just in the state, but in the country, because it's the state legislators. It's Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. It's Representative Fincham in Arizona. These are the people who can single-handedly fix this election and keep the corrupt communist puppet and his handler, I guess, Kamala Harris, from ever even getting a chance to come close to the Oval Office.
Wow. We've got to recap that next segment because some stations don't carry this segment, Tom, but you're absolutely right. The legislatures are there as a check and balance on a stolen election, on the federal government out of control, and that's why they're now starting to kick in. So Arizona going the right direction, Michigan going the right direction. The legislature, the majority of Republicans, want a recount. They want signatures checked. The governor says, yeah, let's do it, but there's not the authority unless he gives it to the legislature by calling the special session. So he's trying to talk out both sides of his mouth.
That's exactly right. And that's what's happening, especially in Georgia, but in a lot of these states. Now, one exciting thing, Alex, Michigan, their legislature is in session until December 31st of this year. They have until the end of the year to fix this mess in the state of Michigan without Whitmer's permission. She can't stop them.
You know, I go off my intellectual research and then I go with my gut. And my gut tells me this is winnable. They have stolen it. And here's the deal. If you've stolen something from me, just because you have possession doesn't mean I don't get to take it back. We have to literally put the fear of God politically into these Republicans and into Fox News and the rest of them to understand you bet off more than you can chew again. You told us Trump would be impeached as a Russian agent. It didn't happen. You're a bunch of lying scum. So let's play a few of these legislative clips, get into those numbers in Georgia, and more on the other side. Tom Papert of NationalFile.com is with us. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com and banned on video. George Soros hopes you don't share that URL.
Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020. We'll get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your ultimate fish oil, your ultimate turmeric body formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock everything sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code Patriot at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code Patriot at checkout. That's promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number two. Tom Papert of National File is running shotgun with us. And I want you to recap what you were just saying. The big news is that the legislatures have seen the fraud, they've seen the testimony, they're calling for special sessions, and then we have smoking gun video all over the country, but Georgia particularly, of the whole chain of custody of the obvious fraud going on, and we have the graph we'll put on screen from the Secretary of State's office, who now has to admit there was illegal voting going on and election fraud and illegal procedures, but that's not getting any coverage. And then as soon as they closed with the water main break, they didn't stop counting. That's the proof of fraud. They accelerated the counting with select individuals. Recap that, Tom Papert.
So, Alex, what this basically comes down to is we, the campaign and the journalists and the American people, the viewers of InfoWars, we have presented our evidence to the state legislators throughout this country in these battleground states. Georgia, of course, is the most damning, where we have video evidence of this mother and daughter team ushering out the vote observers and then counting suitcase ballots that they brought in at 8 in the morning in the middle of the night. Absolutely reprehensible. So where we're at now is we have a lot of these state legislatures that at least have coalitions, if not outright Republican majorities, that are ready to overturn the elections in their states. They've examined the fraud. They want to examine it further. And when it's all said and done, they're going to say there is no way we can certify this for the communist puppet Joe Biden. He is not going to be president. We're either going to withhold our electoral college votes or we're going to assign them to President Donald Trump. Now, there are a few states where there are barriers. Brian Kemp, the governor down there in Georgia, he has thus far refused all urges to call a special session of the Georgia legislature, which leaves us only in the courts. But I believe he's close. Yesterday, we saw him buckle again when he appeared on Fox News and throughout the day after this bombshell video came out. So the evidence is too hard to ignore. But Alex, these people, the Doug Mastrianos in Pennsylvania, the Representative Finchems, who's calling for this in Arizona, these people are the modern founding fathers. While our federal Congress is going to sit on its hands potentially and do nothing, while the DOJ is going to do nothing, the FBI is corrupt, these people at the state level, at the local level, people who never get news coverage, people who don't make a lot of money in much of the country, these are the ones who can save our constitutional republic. These are the ones who can prevent a Chi-Com globalist takeover. If they do this, they will be the modern founding fathers. If they do not, they're going to be a bunch of Benedict Arnolds, and we will remember them as that.
Well, that's why either way we win, and I don't just like to put a statement like that out there to sound like we're confident. I've been really upset. I've been losing sleep. I've cracked three of my teeth in the last couple of months with this election and what's happened since. I was at the dentist again today. I have to wear a mouth splint now, which I never had to do because I'm so stressed out. I can't help it. This is, I'm being robbed. I'm being assaulted. My family is. You are. We're all in this together. But I can see the evidence. I can see people waking up. And I can just see that no one's buying this. And the corporate media is only destroying themselves that much worse. I mean, there is a seismic shift now where because I guess I'm well known, and again, I'm not bragging to the listeners, it's a bellwether. So they don't need to feel like they're alone. When I go out even in liberal Austin now to a dentist or to the grocery store or walk down the street or a restaurant, it's old people, young people, men, women, black, white, and they're like, we get it. It's true. Did you know this? I mean, there's a huge awakening. This just supercharged it. So they say God works in mysterious ways. This trying to put the Crypt Keeper in Kamala Harris that couldn't even get 0.5% of Democrats to support her out of the Democrat candidates. And then she's even lower with black Americans hate her for whatever reason. I hate her too. She's very fake. And I guess they pick up on that. But I mean, these people are crazy. I mean, if they were slick like Donald Trump, but evil, they might have a chance, but they don't have any chance with the mainstream media propping them up. Having the mainstream media endorse you is not a good thing. Having the mainstream media tell you the vaccine is safe has 2/3 of Americans saying they won't take it. It's just crazy.
Well, that's exactly right, Alex. No, this is, like I said earlier on the show here, this is the cusp of not just a victory that we get to keep the White House for another 4 years. No, Alex, we're on the cusp of total victory. If we prove this fraud, and we are, if we convince the state legislatures and the courts to do the right thing, and it is very clear what the right thing is here, this may never happen again. The Democrats
right.
will have
this
been
is
exposed
their Waterloo.
And
this is their,
China.
Say that again, because I'm interrupting, but I mean, you're right. I just want to highlight what you're saying. If we fight now and say no and take it back from them, it destroys them. It's their Waterloo. Explain that.
So this is it. I mean, they have pulled out every trick in the books. The traditional fraud is what we saw on video with the mother-daughter team and their stuffing ballots. We're learning about Dominion. We're learning that China is dumping millions of dollars into this. We're learning that the communists in Venezuela designed 28 states' voting system. The American people, as you're talking about, are awake like never before. They're not going to go back to sleep. The only way they can crush us is if they install their puppet Biden and then spend the next 4 years calling us crazy and threatening to put us in camps. That is the only way they can stop this. If we have victory, we will have total victory, meaning they're not going to be able to do this again. California may be a swing state again if we can disprove all of this fraud and make it so they can never do it again. That's why when President Trump, one of his key points in that speech he made the other day, which I agree was amazing, was that election integrity may be the biggest achievement of his campaign. And he's absolutely right, because this is a fundamentally different America. 2016 would not have been half as difficult to win if we did not have this fraud that has only been accelerated and magnified by the COVID-19 scamdemic and their insane push for mail-in ballots.
Well, that's it. And the Democrat deep state Chi-Com-backed boa constrictor is trying to feed us into its mouth and trying to eat us, but we're an elephant. It might be able to eat, you know, a small horse or something, but it can't eat an elephant. And so we just have to kick and scream and not let it eat us. Yeah, it's got one of our legs in its mouth, but we just stomp on its head. It's going to crawl away. Doesn't matter if the whole media says, he's the president-elect. He's the president. He's the president. They said they weren't going to accept the results until the Electoral College. Then they said that still wouldn't be. They were going to inaugurate him as another president and have a secession, the New York Times said. John Podesta was wargaming. But now, oh, and we have all this evidence. We're supposed to go away. It's preposterous. It's crazy. And I am seeing cracks at Fox News that betrayed Trump at the key moment. We knew they would. They've lost half their audience, at least. They get nobody's buying their BS anymore. And then as this evidence mounts, just, you know, here's CNN, here's Fox News. No evidence of Venezuela or China connected to Dominion. It's ridiculous. You know, next they'll say the ocean has water in it. And then meanwhile, all the SEC documents, all the admissions, PBS documentaries about it years ago. I mean, this is ridiculous how they just go, oh, preposterous. Oh, there's none of that going on. There's no affidavits. There's nothing happening. It doesn't work. And Barr coming out was a reserve army. We know he's been a deep state double agent at least. But the fact that he came out against Trump a few days ago showed their total desperation. That was their emergency get out of jail free card, and ain't working.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you described Barr perfectly there. I've never quite thought about it that way, but that's correct. I mean, Barr's father hired Jeffrey Epstein to teach at a girls' school when nobody else would. That's who Barr's family is, so it makes perfect sense that he's been this sleeper with a significant amount of Trump supporters saying, oh, he plays the bagpipes, I love him. Now he comes out, but there is nothing that can stop this. The American people have finally figured it out, Alex, that the entire combine, the globalist machine, has been lying to them since they first showed up in kindergarten and said the Pledge of Allegiance and sat down for their full day of communist indoctrination. The American people realizes that we have Donald Trump, a fighter in the arena, who is not going to go down without swinging, and that he is going to tear this thing apart with our help. The American people
listen,
cannot
totally
put this back in the bottle.
Can't put the genie back in the bottle.
No, that's exactly right, Alex. You cannot put the American people back to sleep after this.
All this has a little caveat. This is how this works. Joe Biden's getting control of the Justice Department, and Jones, they're planning to indict you if you don't back down. I mean, that's the phone calls I get from, let's say, high-level people. They're telling them to tell me, we're going to indict you. Well, go ahead and indict me, you little chicken neck piece of trash. You think I'm scared of you? What, for some fraud you made up? You think America will buy that? How about you indict 100 million Americans? We're sick of your crap, and all you're doing is pushing us into a corner, you little chicken neck rats. The games are over. Papert, let's play those clips I talked about one more segment. Then after Papert leaves us, oh, man. Let me tell you the race in the hole, though. It's COVID lockdowns, forced inoculations, and more, and they're announcing them all. So they've got a plan, and it's to be the saviors over the COVID hysteria and the COVID overblown hoax. We'll cover it all on the other side. NationalFile.com is doing a great job. Check it out today. NationalFile.com. You know our evil website, InfoWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Signatures to be independently evaluated because it turns out most of the ones for Biden didn't even have a signature on them. Here it is, a big victory.
Leffler, you know, I called early on for a signature audit. Obviously, the Secretary of State, per the laws and the Constitution, would have to order that. He has not done that. I think it should be done. I think, especially with what we saw today, it raises more questions. There needs to be transparency on that. I would again call for that, and I think in the next 24 hours, hopefully we'll see a lot more from the hearings that the legislature had today, and we'll be able to look and see what the next steps are.
And now that very Secretary of State says there is evidence of criminal violation of election law, pulling out the ballots, pulling out the suitcases while they said it was closed. I mean, what are they doing? They said it's closed. It's not. Then it's spice for Biden. This is the most open and shut case I've ever seen, Mr. Papert.
I agree completely, Alex. It is open and shut. Again, it almost feels like they wanted us to catch this. It almost feels like they wanted to rub our nose in how they could get away with this fraud. But they're not going to get away with this fraud because, yes, Governor Kemp has finally come around on signature verification, calling on Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to finally go through with this. Now, I have no idea why Raffensperger isn't doing this. I've talked to people on the ground in Georgia who say that prior to this election, they thought he was a good guy. They don't know if he's been paid. They don't know what on earth is done this, but the fact is Kemp also has to do a little bit more. Kemp can totally invalidate the need for Raffensperger to wake up and do his job if Kemp will call a special session of the Georgia legislature.
That's right. The governor can't hide behind the secretary, you know, not doing his job. He absolutely has to call out the damn legislature. That's who should be doing this.
Well, and the legislature, from what I've been told, a lot of the Republicans in the Republican-controlled Georgia's legislature, they want to do this. If given the opportunity by Brian Kemp, they will take the proverbial bullets. They will take the political you-know-what storm. Kemp can sit there in his governor's mansion and watch Netflix for the rest of his term before he's never elected again. The legislature is willing to take the heat. The fact is, Kemp, for whatever reason, has not and will not yet call a special session of the Georgia legislature.
Let's remember, Trump went to bat and got Kemp elected out of nowhere. Let's go to the next clip here. I haven't played this clip yet. This is Gateway Pundit plays this clip. It's Hema Clonengritty, and this is some of the stuff that she witnessed in Michigan. Here it is.
Writing down the ballot numbers and the last names of the person of the ballot that had the name on the ballot, they were all in sequence. These are absentee ballots, mail-in ballots. They cannot be in sequence. 2232 cannot have 2233 next to it because if they're mailed in, they come in all different numbers. And when I started noticing that these numbers are almost next to each other, like one or the other was in the middle, but then they were almost next to each other, my antennas went up. That's exactly when I thought something is not right here. Then I asked the supervisor, there was not even a date on those envelopes. It said November 0-2020. There was no second number there. Then I said, what is the date on this one? Then they got really mad at me. They said, you're not letting us do our job. You're disturbing us. And at that point, because we really don't want to be kicked out, you know, so we were just kind of not challenging anything because we want to still stay in the room because we barely had anybody. Not only that, the sequence ballot numbers were all from the same area, like the Goddard Street in the downtown Detroit. Goddard Street, sequential ballots, signatures were all alike. They had no date stamp. It said, like, it was empty after zero. There was no third or second or first or nothing. And they were, none of them were coming up in the system. They were all being entered manually. They even knew that none of these details would even be in the poll book or in the system.
This is like somebody coming into your gas station and trying to buy a cup of coffee and a sandwich with Monopoly money. I mean, you know it's fake on its face. Tom, this is ridiculous.
It is, Alex, and I have a potential idea of how this may have happened after examining Georgia. So I talked to an election expert last night who testified yesterday. He said that what they found is they're using homeless shelters in downtown Atlanta and other Democrat strongholds to register thousands of people.
And mental institutions and nursing homes.
Which, by the way, seems to be, now the experts have not weighed in, meaning the lawyers, but that seems to be a clear and obvious violation of the law. You cannot have 2,000 people, like Alex, you can't just walk into a homeless shelter and say, I'm here to register to vote. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm guessing that's what we have.
I mean, we know that.
And then, of course, when that happens, whether or not these votes are even real, they fill them all out, they return them. That is the only way possible.
But look at what happened with, you know, the Islamic from... The desert hellhole. What's her name? What's the name of the Islamic globalist from Minnesota? It'll pop my head in a minute. I'm having one of those.
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar. Remember, Veritas got that months before the election, where they would go to all the apartment blocks of the immigrants and tell them, we'll have you deported if you don't fill this out in your name. Well, I'm not even a citizen, but they still make them do it. Then they make citizens do it under threat. That's how they do it.
That's exactly right. And then when it comes time to figure out, okay, who is this vote actually going to be assigned to, that's how come the 85-year-old grandmas tried to go vote on November 3rd and were told, no, you already voted by mail 3 weeks ago because an illegal immigrant or somebody else in that position, possibly at Ilhan Omar's pay, voted in their place. This is one of the most disturbing
Somalis, they came out and bitched and said, we don't like being threatened and made to do this.
As did the Native Americans, Alex. We now have Native Americans who've come out and said we were paid in gas cards, in yachts, in vacations, in everything you can imagine because they wanted to buy our votes. It's disgusting. It's the honest-to-God racism of the Democrat Party. It's almost a tired talking point, but we've never seen it like this before. They go to poor Somalis, they go to poor Native Americans, and they hand them gas cards for votes. It's demeaning and it's disgusting.
Well, at least they did that in some areas. Ilhan Omar, they threatened him and just said, you're going to do this.
That's right. They said it's their, like, racial or something Muslim spiritual goal that they must vote for Joe Biden, a man who will drone strike their family members overseas if given the opportunity.
I got so many other clips, hours of them, brother. But, I mean, you've got the state legislature head guy, Mark Fitchum, closing remarks in Arizona saying this is racketeering. He said, it's exceedingly hard for me to place a label on what I've heard other than racketeering. Giant, organized criminal practices.
That's exactly right. Alex, I'm honestly very optimistic, and I've gone back and forth like you. But the fact is,
I agree. Gut level, this is so strong that, I mean, this is just unbelievable.
And these legislators, Alex, they have the ability. If any of them are watching right now, I want you to understand that you can be the new Patrick Henry, or you can be the new George Washington. Your career is going to explode.
Whoever does the right thing here is in Congress, is in the Senate, is the next. Oh, yeah, exactly. This is the new 1776. That's what I see here. Is this is not a challenge. This is an opportunity that the enemy has really showed themselves.
That's exactly right. The Democrat Party, if we finish this, if we make it to the finish line and truly expose their corruption and evil once and for all, they're not going to be able to continue exist in this form as a national party.
But I want to be clear. Even if they somehow smuggle the Crypt Keeper into power, that destroys them too. I mean, as long as we just say we don't buy this, we never give up, we don't ever give into their gaslighting, we don't ever give into their confidence game, it destroys them because we have the truth, they have the lies. We never give in, we never surrender, we have the proof. And I can't wait to hear what else comes out now, that the meat and the potatoes, I mean, the epic level of the proof is just ridiculous. And I know it'll all be at nationalfile.com. Tom Papert, we love you and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, that's some of the good news. I'm going to give you the really nasty news coming up. The forced inoculations, the checkpoints, the imploded economy.
The
great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that you were under globalist control and that traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete the police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended to the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, up to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
your host. Very, very honored to be here with you in defiance of tyranny. Very honored to be aligned with you and with God in our future destiny. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Thank you for keeping us at the tip of the spear. I spent a lot of time in the first half of the broadcast today talking about the incredible evidence of fraud and just the bona fide pillar to post entire lifespan or chain of events, the compendium of a fraud and all the different angles and all the different point shaving and the ways they do it, destroying Trump ballots, having fake filled out ballots, closing polling places, then running through a bunch of votes, all for Biden in five states, all perfectly on the graph to the minute, and then having the video of it. I mean, that's just insane. And it shows you the arrogance of evil. I mean, as much as I hate the New World Order and stuff, I wouldn't go take over an elections facility and engage in fraud, and I sure as hell wouldn't do it on camera. They did it. But that's how sure they are in the establishment and the media. That's why they brag about being invincible. It's why they admit to crimes they commit on TV. Because they want to rub people's noses in it, but also get their minions be willing to do anything. Now, there's another really big story that I haven't gotten to, and I really, really need to get to it. And it deals with the next level that is now here of censorship. And it deals with YouTube saying they're going to, quote, suppress the videos of white males and not let them trend. Wow. They're going to discriminate because someone has white skin and is male? So now just because you're white, you're not going to be able to trend. By the way, I'm not joking. It actually says we will suppress white males. Ladies and gentlemen, what is that meant to do? It's meant to create total racial division. And it is so illegal, and it's so criminal, and it's so racist, and it's not black people or brown people doing it. It is the establishment saying, we represent brown people, and we protect you, and so you need to be for big tech, because we're going to take care of you. Yeah, just like YouTube started with, oh, we're going to give you a little bit of rev share to bring your product here, and now they don't need you anymore. It's called domestication, and the way they patronize brown people and treat you like you are a barnyard animal that can't be successful without them. When I look at the metrics, actually, in entertainment and in media, people with brown skin are doing far better than white people with the whole way the culture's been basically positioned. It's just unbelievable that if you're a white guy from Russia or, say, a white guy from Chile whose family history had nothing to do with slavery or anything, but you're going to be suppressed because of the color of your skin. It is absolutely incredible. So I had that in the stack. I can't find it right now, so reprint me that, please. Thank you. But I'm going to be getting to that. Okay. Going on into the election fraud, we're going to have a lady who's a lawyer and who's run for office and only lost by a few votes at the state legislative level. And she's very well spoken. She was out there with us at a little impromptu demonstration against Mayor Adler of Austin, who flies around on private jets and goes to huge parties and doesn't wear masks and doesn't social distance. She caught the fraud on video, the same exact tactics you see all over the country on November 3rd. She'll be in studio with us as well coming up at about 15 after in the next hour. But it's going to take me a while to go over this medical tyranny news that is completely and totally synthetic and prepared and a program and an operation. So we know exactly where it's going, how it rolls out, how they do it. And to my complete and abject horror, We now know why I see hundreds of articles a day admitting vaccines are killing people. In their AP, Reuters, they all admit it, but say it's no big deal and it's a good price to pay. Then if you criticize it and show numbers, they ban you. So they're admitting, hey, this is going to hurt you. Just like Bill Gates has said, 700,000 are going to get sick or die. That's his number. 700,000? And they're just getting ready to start killing people with these vaccines at higher levels. And then all these top medical doctors are coming out saying, this can kill you. These are really dangerous, and they don't protect you. And these are former chief science officers of Pfizer and, you know, top doctors that advise the Canadian and British government, and they're just being silenced. So they're getting ready to do something really bad, folks. So, I mean, these guys are making their move on us. And their view is, if you're dumb enough to let a guy that says he wants to depopulate you force something in your body, you deserve what he's going to do to you. And he's got a point. I mean, if you're so stupid that he says he wants to kill you, and now he's coming with a vaccine, and they're censoring you, complaining, and they go, oh, you're going to have it to buy and sell and leave your house. Oh, no, we're not going to do it. Oh, yeah, we are. No, we're not. No, yes, we are. So that as they implement it, you never form a resistance. Because, like, well, I heard they're doing it, but they're not. Well, they're doing it in a limited area, but not for everybody. Well, actually, it's for everybody. This is all psychological tactics, and it's all the same. So I started wondering last year, like, why is the UN admit vaccines are actually causing a lot of disease and killing people? Because they're just going to go, we're going to hurt you, and it doesn't even protect you, and you'll still have to wear a mask, and you're going to have a digital passport, and that's just the end of it. And, oh, by the way, we're introducing legislation all over the world to forcibly inoculate your children without your consent. I mean, the whole dam is breaking. So that's kind of have leaks in the dam. You're like, hey, behind that, trillions of gallons of water. It'll flood the whole town. Oh, shut up. It's not a problem. Hey, the leak's bigger. Oh, don't worry about it. Finally, one day you wake up, and here comes 100 feet of water going 100 miles an hour. You're dead. The dams, it's like tyranny is here. Shields are down, and we're on fire. Now, the good news is people are starting to wake up, but it's not quick enough. Okay, and here's a whole other issue. Without you, we're not on air. It takes a lot of money to run this operation. I want to stay in the fight. I want to be strong. I want to be able to move around the country and expose these people and bring leadership to this fight. But we can't do it without your support. I want to expand, not to stay the same size, but we're trying to not contract right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping. You know, stand in defiance of the New World Order. Don't buy it from the big box stores. They're saying you're not essential. Don't buy it from the big Amazons. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the products that we have in stock, ready to ship to you. And promo code PATRIOT gives you an additional 10% off. Cyber Week specials will be just as big as the Christmas specials. We just basically have sales all the time now because people want them. And so we tend to sell more when we have a sale, but then it kind of evens out. But you won't buy unless there is a big sale. And so there's just sales all the time. But these are big sales with the promo code PATRIOT, an additional 10% off on top of the free shipping with 30 to 60% off. And we've got, again, Prostaguard, ladies and gentlemen. It's got all the vitamins and essential minerals, and then it's got the saw palmetto that's so good for your glands, not just good for men's prostates. It's back in stock. Folks, we're already, I was like, why is Prostaguard like our best seller? It's like, well, because it has everything you need it. I'm like, oh. So it's like women are buying it, men are buying it. It's great. People love it. I'm taking it. My wife takes it. It's great. It's $19.95, super high quality, great deal, 94% reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And Alpha Power is back in stock as well.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
You know, I've got some really big news that we already knew, but there's been a lawsuit in the EU filed over it. And they've got the medical studies. I was just looking over it, then I pulled up some of the previous ones of what they've done. You know, Bill Gates says that if he does a really good job of vaccines, we can depopulate the planet. Remember those quotes? And that's been his whole family business and what all the big money's into. And we know the Gardasil shot ended up tagging women's ovaries, and it's been in mainstream news. It's attached to not just infertility in women, but all sorts of cancers and problems in the ovaries. And that's not a fun thing for the ladies. So very excruciating. And they've also added hormones to tetanus shots. The UN's been caught in India and in Kenya on the continent of Africa and other areas adding a hormone to the tetanus shots. Your body has an autoimmune response to the hormone as well that is only released during the second month of fertility or gestation of the Homo sapiens sapien in utero. And then it causes an autoimmune response for the body to attack the baby. It's also a very painful process. And the women keep getting pregnant. That's a nice soft kill element to it. I saw the number of studies, but usually a large percentage of the women end up dying because they're in the third world. So they keep getting pregnant and keep having this horrible autoimmune response where they lose their child. So it's also incredible torture. Another little loving gift from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And of course, they are the main funders of that. But it turns out that we've interviewed this guy many years ago. Turns out that Dr. Wolfgang Wudar, medical doctor, has filed this, and they guess what they found? That the mRNA vaccines that Gates says is the one you've got to take. See, Trump wanted you to take the one that doesn't have the mRNA, which is actually a vaccine, still has problems, can be tainted, and can give you problems, cause an autoimmune response. And if you have other contaminants, your body will become allergic to those in many cases, while they grew on peanut protein starting in the 80s. And 90s, the vaccines. And then, of course, people that took that got violently ill if they ever ingested peanuts because you have an autoimmune response to it. So notice they don't grow the vaccines anymore in the Petri-type cuter, I guess they call it, of the peanut protein. But this, you know, the mRNA, it says it goes in and changes the protein of each cell in the body. That's called cancer. And it says here that it will attack that exact protein is associated with SARS-CoV family. And so that has the same protein as what's in the placenta. So your body will attack the placenta. And so the baby will never attach. I guess it's a little bit more humane than the tetanus way of doing it. So we're going to let my daughters wait till they're 18. And then my three daughters, one is 16, one is 12, one is 3, and we're going to say, would you like to be sterilized? That's up to you. If they want to be sterilized, they can go get their shot. God Almighty, this is a total violation of the Geneva Convention. This is a total violation of the Nuremberg Code, and this is war. And look, I don't want to start going around and killing people, okay? But I'm just telling everybody something. We have a duty to not put up with this and to get in these people's faces and say, look, you may think there's too many people, and in some areas there probably are, and there's some problems. But, man, come on. You know, you got a bunch of kids, Bill Gates, so does Ted Turner, and you fly around in jet airplanes all day and you tell us that we need to start eating weeds and drinking sewage. Davos put that out last week. And that, you know, Obama goes to Africa and says you can't have a car. And says you can't have air conditioning. We need to innovate out of this and industrialize these people, not sterilize them. But see, Bill Gates makes that joke with the mosquitoes at the TED Talk. Goes, there's no reason only Africans should be getting this and getting sick. I'm releasing these on you. They're doing this to us. It's the same vaccine. So I'm going to say it. Until my children are 18 and one of them is over my dead body, and you're not putting it in me. And so what does the health minister say? Head health minister in Canada? The head Gates man? You know, because Canada said they went under Gates' control. Australia's under Gates' control. The UK said 2 weeks ago, Boris Johnson, he said, we have the rotating chairmanship of the G7. We have the rotating chairmanship of the G7 this year. And I'm going to have Bill Gates in there in my position. He will be calling the shots as the shadow minister. Bill Gates will be in command of the G7 this year. I will follow his directives immediately. I mean, it's all the globalist takeover. And they're coming for us and saying, you won't have freedom to move around. That's the global social credit score. Remember what the Chinese minister said last year? We played the clip probably 50 times. He said, you won't be able to step one half foot out front your house unless you have your digital passport. And now it's going to be a health passport. And they say, oh, even if you take the shots, you won't be able to travel. You will tell you when you can go out, where you can do. I mean, God Almighty, this is the great leap. The great reset is the great leap forward 2.0. If you know what the great leap forward is, you better look it up. Here's the chief medical officer. Says Canadians who refuse vaccine won't have freedom to move around. Ontario's chief medical officer says that those who refuse to take the COVID vaccine won't have freedom to move around. Dr. David Williams. Here it is.
But will you, as the chief medical officer of health, in any way make some sort of mandatory vaccination recommendation?
So similar to our all our immunization programs in the province of Ontario, and we have some special acts related to that, like the Immunization of School Pupils Act, etc. We can't force someone to take a vaccine. That's clear, and because we want to make sure that people say they only would want it, and we want to make sure we have all the information they need, as well as all the safety information, etc. What we can do is to say sometimes for access or ease in getting into certain settings, if you don't have vaccination, then you're not allowed into that setting without other protection and materials. So what may be mandatory is proof of immunization or vaccination with a proper product in order to have latitude and freedom to move around in certain, like access into long-term care facilities or the hospital, different things, without wearing other types of form of personal protective equipment, etc. Same as with school attendance. It may be
much
like our other vaccines. We haven't gone there yet, but we would make it mandatory for access in, and sometimes being excluded if there's a risk or a hazard going on. So it's more of facility of movement and around that, not that someone is going to be forced to take it against their will.
By the way, Bill Clinton's assistant has come out and said Bill Clinton was at Epstein Island with the little girls. Just wanted to mention that because Bill Clinton says, I'm going to take a vaccine. I'll do it on TV. If you believe they're going to take an mRNA vaccine that reprograms every cell in your body, I mean, the death, this is their move. I mean, they're not just going to sterilize you. You know that. You're dead. It'll take 5-10 years. And they've got binary things where they'll give you the next vaccine that triggers it. I mean, I've studied this, folks. You ever see the movie JFK? It's very accurate. Oliver Stone, where the whole CIA team that later kills Kennedy is down in New Orleans running a cancer research facility where they're injecting animals and humans with live cancer. Most cancer is viral, boys and girls. That's what warts are, is a cancer. That's all it is. It's a viral thing. Your immune system gives up to basically internal warts. That's what it is. They'll never tell you any of this stuff. Okay? And that's how they do it. You think they're going to take that, you're crazy. Because what it does is primes all of your reactive cells. Not your corneas, not your eye cells, but the majority of cells in your body, including your brain. And you know what gives you Alzheimer's? It's proteins in the frickin' brain. I mean, listen, this is, again, if Hitler would have made a deal with Russia and been friends and given him medicine and had a scary virus that got out, he would have taken the world over. He didn't do it that way. He did it with army tanks and machine guns and fighter bombers. But this is all just, wear your mask. Oh, now don't go out without, here's this. You can't criticize it. And then you read it, and here it is in the lawsuits with medical doctors laying it out. Look at this. Section 6, several vaccine candidates are expected to include the formation of humoral antibodies against spike proteins, SARS-CoV-2, and it goes through all the different types, which is derived from human androgens, retroviruses, and is responsible for the development of the placenta in mammals and humans, and is therefore an essential prerequisite for a successful pregnancy. It is also found in homogeneous form in the spike proteins of SARS viruses. If this were to be the case, would it then prevent the formation of the placenta, which would result in vaccinated women essentially becoming infertile? To my knowledge, Pfizer Biotech has yet to release any samples of written materials provided to patients to basically warn them of this and the specific fertility issues. And then I've got all the articles where they did it with the Gardasil shot, too. God almighty.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.